Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Megan is in for War of the Roses. Good morning, Megan.
Hi, how are you?
We're doing good. What's going on with you and Todd?
Oh, gosh. Well, I'll start off by just saying I hope you guys had a good Thanksgiving, because mine was pretty awkward. Long story short, I invited my boyfriend to our Thanksgiving, and it was going to be the first time that he was going to meet my family. So kind of a big deal.
Right.
They live kind of far away, so we just don't really get there. So it was a perfect opportunity, I thought, to just pack everything up in the car and go for the long weekend. So we were supposed to stay until Sunday after Thanksgiving, but we basically ended up leaving Saturday morning because things went just so strange. Basically what happened was he was so distant, like the whole drive up. He basically sat on his phone the whole drive, and it was, I could just tell something was up, you know.
Okay.
We finally get to my parents' house, and everything went well until dinner. And I was trying to give him the benefit of the doubt, because I know that sitting around a table with people that you don't know can be a little bit uncomfortable. But he just left. At one point was away from the table for about 20 minutes.
What?
Came back, was on his phone, then leaves again, and was away for 40 minutes. And
did he say why?
I had no idea what was going on. It was pretty embarrassing. I mean, this is in the middle of our Thanksgiving dinner.
You
know?
The food not agree with him?
Well, I asked him, of course, and he said that his stomach hurt, but I know that he was just on his phone. He keeps trying to tell me that he was sick, but I feel something's just not right.
All right, so we're going to keep you on the line. Kennedy's going to pretend to work for a cell phone company, use the name Shelley.
Yes.
And you just have to be very quiet, Megan, while all of this unfolds as we call Todd and try and figure out what's going on.
Okay.
Okay, shh, shh, shh.
Hello?
Hi, can I please speak with Todd?
This is he.
Hey, Todd, my name is Shelley. I'm calling from your wireless provider. How are you today?
I'm fine.
Good. I just want to take this moment, preface this call by saying I'm not calling from our billing department. I'm not trying to get you to change plans or anything like that. I'm actually calling from our customer service department. And we just want to thank you for being such a loyal customer with us by offering you a dozen long-stemmed red roses that we can send anywhere in the continental United States today free of charge. How does that sound?
Oh, wow. That actually, yeah, that it's free?
Yeah, free.
Wow. Yeah, that does sound good. Yeah, I could really use this, actually. That kind of a weekend, and this could get me out of the doghouse a little bit, you know?
Oh, really? What happened?
Well, long story, but I got my girlfriend really mad, and I feel bad about it, so.
All right, well, then let's fix it. Just need to start with the card, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So, what would you like to write on it?
Oh, I would say just like, you know, I'm sorry I ruined Thanksgiving. Christmas will be better, I promise. We won't be apart.
Be apart? Apart? Todd, we were together, you
Hello? Who's this?
Todd?
Yes, hello?
Hi, this is Carson and Kennedy, and we call this War of the Roses, and that's Megan on the line with us.
Who were you sending those roses to? Todd, answer me.
Babe, I was sending them to you. I don't...
Oh, my... How is that even possible? Like, I was with you on Thanksgiving, so how are you promising me that we won't be apart? Get your story straight.
It is straight. I felt bad because I was sick the whole time, and so that's why we were apart. How are you not getting this?
How am I not getting it, really? Listen, all I get is that you are a dirty cheat, and I can't believe I introduced you to my family, and I don't even know what the I was thinking.
That's, babe, that's not what happened.
Megan?
She gone.
Wow. Okay. So who were you really sending the flowers to? She's gone. You can be honest with us, Todd.
I was sending them to her. What? Jesus Christ. Is everyone stupid or something?
No, just you. Bye.
Did you hear how high his voice got?
It's a lot to unpack there.
Wow.
But Kennedy, you didn't say name for the card. You always say name for the card.
Yeah.
Sometimes I forget stuff. Get off my back. Either way, he's a dirty, rotten cheater. Don't put this on me.
Todd.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.